and the word of the day from the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco today is Yosemite. Joining us to explain is Ina Fried, senior editor with the technology news site Recode. She's at the conference. Ina, welcome to Here and Now.
Yeah, good to be here.
So tell us first of all about Yosemite and what that is.
So Apple used to name its new operating systems after big cats. They ran out after like Mountain Lion. Now they're naming after pretty places. So Yosemite is the next version of the software that powers the Mac, and it's going to make the Mac look a lot more like your iPhone looks today.
And what about the iOS 8? This is another thing that has come out. This is for Apple's iPhone.
So this is a software update also coming this fall that'll make the iPhone and the iPad have a bunch of new features. Some of those are things that'll help developers write better programs, but some of the things that individual consumers will immediately notice are things like the ability to use external keyboards. So in the past, you haven't been able to use things like swipe to trace on your phone. There's things like that. There's also improved tools for home automation and for healthcare, so that if you're using, say, a Fitbit or some other thing, all that data from these various sensors that are coming out gets pooled together and can be used in a more cohesive way.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Fitbit. This is the device that a lot of people are now wearing on their wrist to monitor how many steps they're taking in the day. And Apple also today unveiled something called Health Book. Tell us about what that is.
So the tool side for developers, HealthKit, what this lets do is each one of these things is basically a collection of sensors. A Fitbit is telling how fast you walked, how you slept. Each one of these things creates data, but what's really useful is when you can look at all that health information together and say, hey, I've been, you know, walking less and my weight's gone up. Maybe there's something to that. And so HealthKit is a way for that information to be securely stored across these many different devices, because Apple knows in the future we're going to have a bunch of these different devices, maybe even someday the iWatch, which they didn't show off today, but Apple's widely rumored to do later this year.
Well, and I'm glad you corrected me. It is HealthKit, not HealthBook. I'm sorry, some of these new words I'm still getting used to. It's only been an hour. Right. So the big question is, should there have been more at this conference today? Should more have been announced? Is this kind of a dud, or are these things just more important than they sound on the surface?
I think people are going to be disappointed because everyone's always looking for new hardware. That said, if you look at Apple's past patterns, this is what always happens at their developer conference. They show the software changes they're making that paves the way for the products that come out towards the end of the year. So both iOS 8 and Yosemite are coming out this fall, which means that's when we'll see the new Macs. That's when we'll see the new iPhones and iPads. And so then is when you can really decide whether it's a dud or not. That said, I think people are always waiting for something bigger, and I'm not sure there's anything that was announced today that is going to get the average consumer all that excited about what's going on at Apple.
Well, what about investors? How excited are people about Apple right now? Because after the death of Steve Jobs, it has been a difficult road for Apple, trying to stay as innovative as they have been traditionally.
This year is going to be a huge test for Apple. Basically, they've had some slow times, but that isn't unusual when they're working on new big things. The question is, how good are the new big things they've been working on? CEO Tim Cook has promised they'll enter some new categories this year. Recently, at our Code conference last week, two top Apple executives, one of them said that this is the best product pipeline they've had in 25 years. That's a big statement. So they're going to have to prove it. If they haven't really come up with some breakthrough products by the end of the year, I think it's fair to say things are not moving as well as they were under Steve Jobs.
Ina Fried, senior editor with the technology news site Recode, joining us from the Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco, Apple's big day. Ina, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.